Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet Podcast for Saturday, 23rd of January 2021. I'm your host, John Walker, and with me as always is Andy Vaughan.
Hello.
And Gordo.
Hello.
For the video viewers and the Patreon, I've already said, Gordo, you look like you have been captured in the Middle East, as if you were like a BBC journalist caught in the wrong place.
At the wrong place at the wrong time, and now I'm chained to a radiator somewhere.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm near a radiator, but unchained.
Gordo, if some of our listeners could get hold of you after the weekend you had of picks.
That is, I think I would be better off being captured.
In the Middle East.
I had an absolute, it's the worst week I've ever had in the podcast. Statistically, that isn't true because I've had weeks just as bad as this. But this one... Because I'd done...
Felt worse.
This one felt worse because we'd done really well of recent and then like just ran into a horrible roadblock. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about it. The banker, I feel like I've been a shite bag because I feel like this game was called exactly how it was going down. I took a goal in the second half in the A-League match between Sydney and Western Sydney Wanderers, so the derby. It was 1-4 for a goal. It was one each final score. Both goals were in the second half. One of the goals came on 68 minutes, so just before the 70-minute mark I told everyone to watch out for a goal coming. I think I went way too conservative because I've watched quite a few games now in the A-League this season, and it's just back to usual form. There are goals galore. And Western Sydney Wanderers actually played 3 days later against Central Coast Mariners, which is the Ziggy Gordon derby now. And Western Sydney Wanderers scored after 82 minutes. Another goal after 70 minutes. So their games are definitely one to watch and play and bet on a goal coming because it just was so open in the last 25 minutes. But we were talking about it before we started recording, Gordo.
That's what a challenge that is. That's 1 minute, 30 seconds into a game.
See the best thing of it? Matt Simon said in the papers the day before the game that he's getting no interest in talking about Ziggy Gordon. He's like, he wasn't a good footballer when he's here. He won't be a good footballer anywhere. Even though you get voted Fans Player of the Year and Player of the Year for the team. And 32 minutes in, there's VAR in Australian football and Matt Simon kicks Ziggy Gordon in the chest and he's on the ground.
Yeah.
And then he's like, there's a picture of him down pointing. And I know people that know him quite well, so they'd sent him this picture. And they were like, you're a massive fucking pussy. And it's just Matt Simon pointing down at him on the ground when he's
pointing at the ground. I watched, so the highlights were on BT last night. I didn't catch the game live, but I watched the back. Like, that challenge that you posted was like the boy, a minute and 30 seconds into the game, just went for a cementing. He was like, aye, we're going to show them we're there. And it's great because there's actual crowds at these games, right? Oh. So he was getting booed, right? And I was like, they've upped the crowd level in this, man. And I was like, wait, that's actual people booing him. It's like, this is good. This is much better.
I think we said in this podcast like a while back when it was the Champions League ad said.
The Russian game.
Locomotive versus Bayern. And I had missed hearing that noise. Ziggy Gordon, every touch he got booed by like the 5,000 crowd. It was so enjoyable.
They're 50% capacity.
I miss hate. I'm a Rangers fan. I miss hatred. I need to hear hatred in people's
voices. Have you
thought
about Twitter? No. So yeah, but it was a great pick, John, because that was actually the kickoff. I think it was I can't remember who posted in the group saying, great pick, John, that was early. And I woke up to that notification. I was like, fuck, I've missed the mega coupon. And then I backed the rest. And it, from then on, it really didn't go well.
I know. Andy, your banker.
Yeah, Rangers away at Motherwell. This is a loss because it ended in a 1-1 draw. Now, I know, John, you warned us of this. But you know, I take your warnings with a pinch of salt because you're just a naturally pessimistic Rangers fan.
It's not natural pessimism, actually. It's pessimism that's been learned over the last 10 years. Like if you'd spoke to 24-year-old John, you would never have thought Rangers would have lost games. We'd been to UEFA Cup final and winning titles regularly. There's been a decade of real badness that's brought this on.
So yeah, but Rangers remain undefeated.
They should have won. To be fair, see the way the second half went. That they were dominant. They had the blueprint from the Ibrox game. Motherwell started the game really well, but as soon as they got their goal, that was it. They went back to the exact same way they played against us at Ibrox. They just sat in. Just an off day. I've never seen Barisic and Tavernier hit the first man so many times with crosses. And when they did get one right, it was, 74 minutes? It was just too late for us to really push on. So taking off Morelos earlier, because Defoe had a half chance. He would have probably done another if he gave him another 10 minutes.
I mean, fortunately or unfortunately for me, depending on which way you look at it, I didn't even watch that game because it didn't matter to me anymore because the banker treble was already dead.
And speaking of already dead, I lost out on the evening, probably the afternoon game, Marseille versus Nimes. It was a real shit game of football on our side because Marseille missed a penalty to go 1-0 up in the first half. Came out the second half, you think, right, they'll capitalise on that. They conceded two goals in 3 minutes from the same assist and goal scorer both times. So it's the same, cross out of the box, guy scored. They then made four substitutions 5 minutes later, got a goal back. You're thinking, right, they don't have much time, but they might squeak something here. And scored in the 85th minute, so it was too late to really mount a proper comeback. So disappointing. And having looked at Marseille as well and having had a look at their fixture list coming up and that, they did okay in their easy games, I would say. They're about to play, as you'll touch on, John, some of the tougher teams in the league, and I don't see them getting anything out of it. It was a dismal performance, and I would say that my worst banker for a long, long time. Like I've had winning bankers that were close to bad. This one was a bad banker that also lost. So yeah, Marseille lost 2-1 to Nimes, and that killed the banker treble.
Yeah, over to the value. Alloa versus Hearts in the Scottish Championship. I took over 1.5 goals in the second half at odds of 4-5. The game finished 3-1. There was a very late goal. There were two goals in the second half. Should have been way more. I've seen the highlights now. I think I was texting you because
got called off.
Goal scored in the 93rd minute. They got called off, and then they played again, and Hearts scored right away, which was a huge relief because I was texting.
A godsend for yourself.
I was celebrating already with you, was going, yeah, I told you. Because it's not a league with VAR. Like, you don't expect a wrong goal on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. My value pick was in Germany in the Dritte Liga, and it was cancelled. So, void. No win, no loss.
I would have liked my game to be cancelled. Mine was Leeds versus Brighton. Again, we tipped for goals. Again, we tipped for action. Again, we tipped for fun. None of those things. 1-0 to Brighton. It not only killed my own five-team ACCA for the weekend, because getting Leeds at over even money, you were like, they're going to scoosh this. It was a dismal game of football as well, which you don't expect from, high scoring, high conceding Leeds.
Not only that, Brighton have been playing not badly either. I mean, they're always praised for playing well and not getting the results. So you fancied this to be a good spectacle, if nothing else.
Yeah, and it was garbage. So yeah, they lost 1-0, value not in.
My outsider was in the English Championship, QPR versus Wickham, and I did not even get that game to go ahead. It was called off.
Void, another void. Void's okay, no win, no loss. My outsider was the best thing to happen to me last week. Blackburn versus Stoke, a draw at 23-10, 1-1 draw.
That was a really good pick. That was probably the bet of the week. Alloa Hearts was the picks of the week, I think. They were brilliant.
I think we all agreed at the time, all of us, Blackburn versus Stoke just looked like a draw.
We, the midweek games last night, after looking at them, I also backed Stoke as a draw last night. They also drew again. Like, it's just incredible. Like, it doesn't even, that last night it was three each, so it wasn't even like a dismal draw. Like, I just love getting 1 point all we need.
Stoke love nil nils, especially away from home. Like, they're just very, very good at nil nils away from home. But as you say, conversely, 3-3 Yeah, fine with that. Another point. Rack them up.
That was Rotherham Stoke last night. It was 3-3 and then my outside. Now you know when you're having a dismal week when your outsider that didn't win was your highlight. I had Freiburg away at Bayern Munich, and Freiburg. It was 2-1 to Bayern Munich. I actually got a run for my money in this game, in that Bayern went up 1-0 very early on from a Lewandowski goal. Freiburg levelled it after having no pressure, like genuinely zero pressure. They got the ball up the pitch, got a header into the net. Neuer saved it, but it was over the line. Ref pointed to his watch. 1-1 brilliant. They then spurned about 3 or 4 really good chances when it was, you know, after a goal, you get end-to-end football for about 10 minutes when you're like, oh, this game could be 6-6 it ended up 2-1 to Bayern when they went on and won that game. So a 10-1 outsider. I ran it a lot closer than my even money shot value bet or my 1-3 banker bet, but another L in there.
Yeah, and that's where it continues. The charity was 0-3. None of us got our charity picks in. It was a pretty dismal week. I took the SPL game between Celtic and Livingston, both teams to score at 4-5. They both should have scored, to be fair. Effie Ambrose must have the worst-shaped head in the world, because I don't know how you miss the target from that cross on the six-yard box. Like, did you hear Martindale's comments?
No.
He said, I think Lennon's been texting him this morning. It's such a fucking bad header. Anything on it straight. He heads it almost straight back to where the corner taker is from inside the six-yard box. Amazing. And Mikey Johnson's to score for Celtic. He's got a chance in the six-yard box that he mishits. Oko Flex almost gets to a cross. It was a pretty open game, to be fair. Livingston hit the bar near the end. There should have been goals. I'd also said about Scott Robinson to score. He was 41 before kickoff. He had a fucking great chance to score from outside the box. Just pulled wide. But that was a disappointing. I think that was the start of the charity one as well. It was.
Yeah, because
it wasn't. It was. I had the early game on.
Were you the 2:00 Saturday game?
Yeah.
Ah, you'd already fucked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was close. It was Queen of the South.
Annoying. Both.
I took Queen of the South. I thought the odds were huge for a home win at 7-5, and they were 2-0 up really early, 2-0 up at halftime. The game ended 2-2, which is irritating. And because it's in the Scottish Championship, it's not a two-goal payout on Bet365. So I don't know if other bookmakers that do that two-goal payout offer perhaps would pay out in the Scottish Championship, but 365 don't, so...
Yeah, that game also, and we get a group chat with my dad and my brothers and all that in it, and they're very new to, like, my dad's very new to online gambling, and was like, oh, I've been paid out in that game. And my brother had to explain, he was like, no, they limit it to the big leagues. Yeah. He's been on this rant for about 20 minutes, been like, Scottish Championship's a bigger league than England's League One. but yeah, it's so disappointing to go up 2-0 and not see the game out. But luckily it didn't matter, because I had also, surprisingly this week, not got this pick. This was Pordenone versus Venezia, and Pordenone, I'd taken the game as a draw. Pordenone won 2-0. There wasn't much of Venezia had a lot of the ball and a lot more shots. Pordenone were just more clinical. So 0-4, looking forward to this week. And can only get better.
Yeah, it was a pretty shite week in general, so let's just go straight on to better news, hopefully, on these picks. It is FA Cup weekend, so the picks in English Premier League are a bit annoying, they disappear. My banker is in the FA Cup. It is Brighton at home to Blackpool. I'm basing this on Brighton's amazing win at Leeds last weekend that buggered Gordo's value, and also the fact that Newport aren't very good. Blackpool have been put away from home. Brighton in the last round against Newport put up a very strong side. Like, it was only like 3 changes in the team, and it was all players who have played regularly in the Premier League this season. So I don't expect them to put out a weakened side. I think they'll use this to what Sheffield United did. A bit of a springboard, get through the FA Cup, take a simple round. Brighton to beat Blackpool at home in the FA Cup on Saturday is 4-9. I think really good odds for something that I honestly think the way they play as well, play really good football, I think they've scored Blackpool. Like, -1s over evens, which I think is really good as well, but I'm going to be very basic. and go for Brighton to win at 4-9.
That's a huge banker for you, just in terms of odds. Well,
I think I'd sent you through that I was taking Brighton to score in the second half at 1-4. But I looked at Blackpool in more detail, and they've lost four of the last five away from home. They're not a good side.
Yeah. Cool.
So I'm going to go with Brighton to win at 4-9.
I like it. My banker's Sunday, 2:30 p.m. UK time, so that's Germany in the Bundesliga. Schalke versus Bayern Munich. Bayern are top of the table, 36 points from 16 matches. Schalke are bottom, 7 points from their 16 matches. Form-wise, Bayern 12 points from the last 5, Schalke only 3. Bayern have won the last 9 meetings in a row of these two teams. So actually just went 9 wins, right? The last time Schalke won against Bayern was in 2011. 24 meetings ago between these two sides. So form, head-to-head record, league position, everything is in Bayern's favour. Bayern are 2-9, which is an incredibly big price, in my opinion. So they're 2-9 on William Hill and Unibet right now, 1-6 at 3.65. So you can see there's a disparity there already. I mean, I still think I'd still take it at 1-6 just to bolster some gubbins. But 2-9 is huge.
Yeah,
I can't disagree with any of that.
Considering the last time that Schalke beat them, they had Bayern's goalie in nets. That's probably why. Like, that's
9 years ago.
Yeah. I was wondering how far that went back, man. I was like thinking of like Ebbe Sand and Olisadebe and all that up front.
Oh man,
it's a long time ago. 2-9 suggests to me that Bayern should only, well, what it does mean is Bayern should only win this game 1 in every 4.5 times. Mental.
I looked at that pick as mine, but it was 1-7. I looked at it, so because obviously I text my picks over slightly early. It was 1-7 on 3.65 and that. So I don't know if the bookies have slightly
It's still 1-6 on 3.65, but on William Hill, it's 2-9. So obviously you get pricing disparities between them. So shop around, but if you're putting together a accumulators, throw Bayern in there.
Yeah. Okay, I will round off the bankers this week. I am in the Serie A. This is Sunday at 11:30 p.m. This is Juventus versus Bologna. So you're going to get a Juventus at a slightly inflated price here, in my opinion, 4-11. Bologna have been better of recent. We cover them because of Aaron Hickey, but he's not getting a game because of COVID. Their better form has came at home, not away from home. They lost 2-0 to Genoa. They drew 0-0 with Fiorentina. They drew 1-1 with Torino. They drew 2-1 with Spezia. They lost to Inter. Anytime they play one of the big teams at home, they lose. So their form against AC Milan, Atalanta, Lazio, Inter, they lose their games. They can grind out draws against average teams, but they can't stop themselves getting beaten by the big boys. And having had a look at Juve's form has been pretty good at home overall. They've won their last 3 games. One of them was a cup game where they get taken to extra time. Ronaldo didn't start. He came on at 88 minutes and then they went on to win the game. So he's rested for this game. You know, he's in decent form just now. Juventus have won the last 5 meetings at home. Every year they beat them at home. Like, Bologna have been in the top league the entire time. So 2019 they won, 2018 they won, 2017 they won. They beat Bologna at home. I'm going to take them. They lost to Inter, Juve, in their last game. And I don't think there's anything you can really take from that other than Inter are quite a good team this year, really. Juventus will go over the top of Bologna and they'll probably win this game 2-0, 3-0. So I've been confident. I'm moving away from France and the bankers because they didn't do me well last week.
They've not been kind to you.
They haven't. So I'm moving back to Italy where I'm traditionally rewarded for my efforts. So Forza Juve, let's go.
I can't argue with it. Bologna have been okay. The Juventus Inter game, like you said, that was the most alarming one for me just because of how bad they were. Like, Inter absolutely demolished them. Like, Ashley Young was playing left wing back in that game and was phenomenal. Like that's how bad Juve were to me. Was that Ashley Young looked like a world beater?
I think there's something to be said for ex Premier League players going to Italy and playing their football there because I think the pressure must be less and it's just a different format not format football, but it's played at a different cadence, I would say. So it must be there's players that go over there. I mean, look at AC Milan just signing Mandzukic up there with Ibrahimovic. It's clearly not played at a pace that they can't still continue the game. Like, you play them in the Premier League and people just run by them all day. Like, they're just not as fit as a young person in that role. But I'm going to take Juve here. 4-11. John, what's your value?
My value is in Ligue 1.
That was the strangest use of the word cadence I've ever heard in my life.
Cadence is just how fast something is done.
Okay. So if we're talking about sounds, but all right.
My value. Well, we'll move away from cadence. My value is in Ligue 1, and it's Monaco at home to Marseille. So, Gordo, you kind of mentioned everything that I was going to mention. Marseille home form is actually normally really good. Their away form, however, has been awful recently. They've lost 3 of the last 5, drawn 2. They've drawn with Dijon, who are the second worst home side. They've been beat off Angers and Rennes away from home, who have a worse home record than Monaco. Monaco have won 5 of the last 5 at home. It is the 4th best home side, but Monaco's form has really turned recently against the 6th best away. I wouldn't take too much from those positions. It's more just Marseille's away form just now. Like, dropping too many points to crap teams, and Monaco are one of the best teams in the league just now. I can't see Marseille getting out of this. I really, really, really think Monaco will really pull away. I've watched Marseille a few times recently. just seen your message, Andy. It's only for the Patreon. Don't now see that. We won't mention it. You need to pay money. You need to pay money for that extra content.
Gordon, what do you think of the pick?
I'm glad that you brought this up. So I looked at this as my banker in over 1.5 goals in this game.
Right.
Monaco score a whole bunch of goals all the time. There's only been one instance in the last 10 games that Monaco have not scored over 2 goals.
Yep.
So even Monaco on that. Monaco are a team in rebuild. Marseille are kind of relying on players that are not performing at the moment. I think it's a great pick. I think this game will be filled with goals. And I think it'll be a really, really good one to watch as well. So I would encourage anyone who can to see it, because Monaco's players will end up playing for Borussia Dortmund, will end up playing for PSG, they'll end up playing for teams that are really, really good. And it'll be nice to say, oh, he was pretty decent when he played at Monaco, and look who he's playing with now. I think it's a great pick in this instance. I was just staying away from France because of last week. So
Marseille, I've got 17 points away from home. 9 of those have been collected off the four worst
teams in the league. Yeah,
bottom home sides.
And they're not winning those games comfortably. They're winning those games by one goal. And it's generally, they bring on, I can't remember, it's Tuvan or the ex-West Ham boy.
Or Payet.
Payet, and they do something for them. They're not a team that, you seen the game again, I watched the game against Man City when they lost 3-0. They could have lost that game 8-0. Like, it's not a flattering result for them. I think it's a good pick. Monaco all the way.
I'm in Italy for my value pick. Sunday, 2 p.m. in the Serie A. Genoa versus Cagliari. Now, these teams are pretty closely matched in the table. 16th and 17th place, only separated by 1 point. But the reason that I like Genoa here is not only are they the home side, their form's also a lot better. They've taken 8 points in their last 5 matches, scored 6, but importantly, only let in 4. Cagliari, 0 points in the last 5 games, scoring only 4 goals, but letting in 12. So they're a bit leaky. They're not scoring very much. Genoa seem to have got their act together a wee bit, and you'll get a home win at 13-10. It's the better than even money price for that I like.
Looked at that as another pick as well. Looked at that for charity this week. I think it's a great pick. Again, like the...
It's the price. 13-10 is a big price.
So
yeah, like it's definitely it's definitely that extra couple of units. Because for me, it looks like a draw, but I'd be tempted to jump in
and get on there.
Yeah,
that's good.
I just think because Cagliari are leaking goals, like 12 goals, and to concede 12 goals in that league over your last 5 games is not good. So, and I kind of figure 1 goal for Genoa might be enough.
Yeah, happy with that. Okay, so value for this week. A hard-fought value for me this week because one unnamed presenter on these, John, tried to rip this pick straight from my hands. I had taken Villarreal away at Huesca. For me, I think this is my pick of the week, and it's a really, really good pick. Villarreal are fourth in the form table. They've got 10 points from the last five games. Huesca have 1 point from the last five games in there. Huesca have lost to lower league teams in the cup in this kind of run as well. So that isn't reflected. If you look at their form over the last five games, they also have 1 point, but that includes some of the cup games in there. I think it's Teresa C Division Alyokano 2-1 in the cup, which it isn't a fantastic result for them. Villarreal have been playing in the same cup, obviously, at the moment and have won all their games. They beat Tenerife away from home, who are in the La Liga 2. They beat Celta Vigo away from home 4-0. And they beat Zamora, who are Teresa Division as well, 4-1 in their last things. They've also beaten Levante in their last game that they played. Villarreal are in a better form at the moment. If you look at the standings overall in the league, Villarreal are in fifth, and they're really not far behind getting into second with Real Madrid. Real Madrid are in 37 points. Villarreal are in 32. You've got Barcelona just under there in 34 and Sevilla on 33. So it's congested at the top, with the exception of Atletico Madrid, who just don't have conceded 6 goals all season. That's a way to win a league. Huesca are bottom of the league, 12 points from 18 games. I'm going to take a Villarreal away win here, and you're going to get that at just under even money. So 3-4.
I was going to pick it, so you know I already like it.
Yeah.
Outsiders,
Serie A. AC Milan at home to Atalanta, who are playing right now. Atalanta are drawing 1-1 away at Udinese at half-time. AC Milan have won 4 of the last 5 games at home. The one game they did lose was a 3-1 defeat against Juve. Ibrahimovic was missing for that game. He's just coming back from injury now. Scored 2 at the weekend. Atalanta have drawn away to Spezia and Bologna recently, who are two teams in the bottom half of the table. For me, 9-5. AC Milan are outsiders at 9-5 at home to Atalanta. Atalanta on their day are a very good side, but AC Milan are top of the league and Atalanta are sixth. First V6 at home should never, ever, ever be almost 2-1.
Yeah.
I've checked AC Milan's Twitter and website. There is no mention of COVID issues or injury issues unless something hasn't come out publicly and we're unaware. I have no idea why AC Milan are 9-5 and Atalanta 6-5. It makes no sense to me. I get that Atalanta have had good results, but those Spezia and Bologna away performances, and they're drawing 1-1 currently with Udinese, it's just a bit alarming to me. I think AC Milan with Ibrahimovic back, Mandzukic signed, they'll go on and win this. They'll go on and win this. I think they look really good.
I looked at this from outsider as well. So it's not often you get a week where we've kind of all looked at roughly the same games for it. AC Milan, yeah, you can't have a team who are dominant at home, like playing against a team who are, you know, they're decent away. They're also winning games and be almost 2-1. Like that's in my book not a good. The bookmakers could turn around and make a kind profit on this, but I'd rather have AC Milan at 2-1 than even money team away.
It's top of the table, playing the 7th best away form team and the 6th best team in the league. It doesn't make any sense to me that AC Milan are so far the outsider in this game. It honestly feels like that I'm missing something, but I can't see it. Can't see any injury list, so I'm going flat as my outsider, and I think it's ridiculous, the pricing of it.
Cool.
My outsider is Saturday 3 p.m, a good traditional kickoff time. England Championship, Wigan versus Fleetwood. Wigan are 13-5, which I, again, similar to John, I think is a massive price for a home team here. It's a huge price in a football match for a home team that's only 9 points behind their opponents with a game in hand after 21 matches. Fleetwood are struggling, only 3 points in the last 5 matches, no wins in there, it was 3 draws and 2 losses. Wigan, 6 points from their last 5. Wigan's games tend to include a lot of goals, so I did sort of think I wouldn't be surprised if this is a both teams to score game as well. I just don't see how you can put Wigan as such big outsiders here from two teams that are pretty equally matched. I mean, toss a coin to see who's going to win this one. I'll take the 13-5 price.
Yeah, it's the price for me. It is toss of a coin to me because Fleetwood are equally as bad away from home as Wigan are at home just now. But yeah, 13-5. Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. I think this is kind of the theme of these outsiders, Gordo. So let's kind of see what you've got.
Yeah, I've got something that I don't think either of you are going to like, but I'm quite happy to talk about it. I am in La Liga. This is on Saturday, 8 o'clock. This is the late game. It is Alaves versus Real Madrid, and I am taking Alaves or draw in this game. Now, Alaves get absolutely scudded when they've got to come out and play teams. They don't have to get out and play teams in this instance here. They're going to be being peppered much the same as they did in all other teams up the top of the league. They narrowly lost to Atletico Madrid. They narrowly lost to Sevilla. They drew with Real Sociedad. They drew with Valencia. They drew with Barcelona. They're a team that can sit in and take pressure. And I don't think that Real Madrid... We've talked about this before, John. We don't think defensively Real Madrid are up to much, right? But they tend to be doing... They're okay and away from home. If you look at... Real Madrid's last game, they drew 0-0 with Osasuna. They drew 1-1 with Elche. This is the last two away games. Alaves are a team in a similar mould. Alaves held out for... Where was it here? They held out for a ridiculous amount of time with 10 men and got a goal against Atletico Madrid, who are, you know, the streets ahead of anyone in that league at the moment. Yeah, Alaves went down to 10 men in the 63rd minute and managed to get themselves a goal back late on to try and get... They lost. They ended up losing to a 90 plus 3 goal from Luis Suarez. So they tend to be able to hold on against teams that are pressing them. And I see this being another game just now. You're going to get this at 7-4 for the double chance in that instance. I think that's quite a good price in this spot. It's just how they play against other teams. See if they were playing against Celta Vigo, right? They're probably going to lose 3-0. Or 4-0, because they're going to have to come out and try and play. Or if they're playing against teams like, I don't know, Elche or something like that, they're going to have to do that. But playing against big teams, Alaves managed to keep the game tight. And I think 7-4 to keep the game tight is good value for me.
I agree. You've said everything there. They've been either a single goal defeat in a game they've been in, or they've taken points off people in the top four. So
they missed a penalty in their defeat to Sevilla, their last game, which was last night, which was also on my coupon ad as a draw. They missed a penalty 90 plus 1 to draw the game 2-2. So they're getting close with these games, and they can stay in it. Even going down to 10 men and staying in it is big credit to them. So I think they'll go out, they'll frustrate Real Madrid again, and hopefully they get a win. Actually, it's 7-1 for the win if MD fancies it, but 7-4 for win or draw.
I definitely don't fancy the win. I'm going to caution against that.
Please don't.
But I do think that he get a draw, so yeah. I'm not opposed to that at all. Over to the charity. So we're on to the fourth week of the new year. We've had one charity in. My pick is back to the English FA Cup on Saturday at 12:15. It is Southampton versus Arsenal. Southampton had been playing really well. I know they beat Liverpool recently in a game that they were probably just slightly better than Liverpool, but Liverpool haven't they been turning it in now? I feel like Liverpool are really struggling. I mean, they're missing two centre-halves and they're playing their two best centre-mids in central defence. And do you know what? Somebody got ridiculed on Twitter, one of the journalists that talked about Thiago. And he said it's the wrong player for their team. It just doesn't suit the way that they play. And I actually don't think he does. I think Liverpool look like a totally different team with him in it. He's fucking class. He's absolutely immense. But the way Liverpool were playing, they're more suited than having like an Oxlade-Chamberlain in that position than somebody with Thiago's skill. They're a fast-paced, high-energy side, and you've put somebody that strolls through a game and controls and dictates passes. They've totally changed their style of play. I don't think it suits Mane, Salah, or Firmino anymore. It looks like a really disjointed side just now.
I would agree. It's it, to paraphrase another Liverpool fan I was talking to about this, is he looks ponderous. That's his problem on the ball, is that he's brilliant at spraying the ball at someone, but what we don't need is that. We need someone that just goes and immediately boots it forward and the boys can chase it. That's fine. Well, and do you know the only other person I've ever ever described as ponderous on the ball? Charlie Mulgrew. So he's in an elite club between the two of them. He was always described as, the boy's feet the whole time. And I think I agree, a world-class player, but hasn't blended into the job we need him to do yet.
And so the reason I'm saying that is to go back to my pick and say that Southampton did beat Liverpool, but I don't think they beat the best Liverpool side on current form. However, Arsenal have turned a screw from nowhere. From nowhere, man. That Emil Smith Rowe is the best youngster I've seen come through that club. Like, Saka's been immense, but that guy is little bits of every good player in the Premier League just now. The way he drives with the ball is like De Bruyne. He keeps getting assists for fun, so he's got that on him as well. He's fucking amazing. Who knew all Arsenal had to do was play the youngsters who were performing in the Europa League, in the league, to continue this?
Let's be honest.
Repeatedly, man.
You can't give Arteta too much credit for that because he was basically forced to do it.
COVID took out all the Brazilian players. He brought in Emil Smith Rowe. Saka then gets switched to the right. He put Aubameyang left. He brought Lacazette back in because he wasn't having to shoehorn in Pepe or Willian anymore. He brought Holding back into the team because Gabriel was missing. He went back to a back four, which means Tierney, who was playing fine at left centre-back, is now back to being a left-back that overlaps. And Perfect. Holy shit, he's getting an assist a game just now. The whole team's changed. 5 clean sheets in a row, 4 wins and a draw. Arsenal have been really impressive. Southampton have been good, but I only need to mention this one more time. Arsenal in the FA Cup.
Yeah,
Arsenal will beat Southampton. Arsenal are 7-5, so they're just the outsider in this game. Southampton are, I think, 6-4. I think it's like very tight in who's what. But yeah, I think Southampton will focus on league and continue to focus on league. Arsenal in the FA Cup, they'll make minor changes. They won't make too many changes. They'll bring in Nketiah for Lacazette, Pepe for Saka maybe, but I think they'll have more than enough to beat Southampton and continue the FA Cup run.
Yep, I like it a lot. Although I have had many sad stories about backing Arsenal in the past, I don't think this will be one. My charity pick and leg two of it is Saturday at 3 p.m. in England in League One. Crewe versus AFC Wimbledon, a home win for Crewe, just under even money at 4-5. So Crewe are 7th, Wimbledon are 21st, so pretty bad, and their form is stinking. They have 0 points from their last 5 games. They've scored only twice in those 5 matches, but conceded 13 times. They've been on the receiving end of some real batterings, like 4-0, 3-0. Crewe are the 4th best team at home in the entire league, so just the home fixtures taken into account, 4th best. 23 points from 12 home games. Their overall form is decent as well. 9 points in their last 5. I think this is a stick-on Crewe win, and it's 4-5, which is... I mean, this was my value until I saw the Genoa game and thought, 13-10 is an over-even money price. I'll stick that in the value. But I think just under-evens for a Crewe win here is huge.
Yeah, that looks amazing. Yeah. Actually, looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, big price.
Aye, really good pick. Really good.
And I'll round off the charity this week with another. Like, our charity bet this week is going to be... obviously, I'll put it on because I was fucking terrible last week, right? So that's... I also probably have the first game in it. So I don't feel so bad then. but that's the... No. So I am taking... I'm in the Sierra B this week. It is 1 p.m. on Saturday. It is Reggiana versus LR Vicenza. I am taking LR Vicenza away from home at 3-2. And this pick is a bet against Reggiana. It's not really much to do with Vicenza. Reggiana haven't scored a goal in 6 games.
Wow.
6 games in a row, they haven't managed to get a goal in the net, right? They had a 0-0 draw with Empoli. They lost to Regina, rather confusingly. They lost to Pordenone. They lost to Pescara. They lost to Cittadella. They lost to a good Spal team. And this was going to be... My pick last week was Spal versus Reggiana, but it was Monday. So I couldn't... I don't like having a game on a Monday. Friday's fine. People are thinking about gambling. Monday, you're back to responsibilities. So I am taking Vicenza here in this instance. Their away form's been okay. They've won two, lost two, and drawn one of their last five away games. An impressive 3-0 win versus Brescia was their last away game they played, and that was in the fourth of the first. This is purely a bet against Reggiana. I think not scoring a goal in six games doesn't bode well for your confidence going into game seven. And if you look at the standings, Vicenza are in 12th, 21 points. Reggiana are in 18th on 15 points. So there's not a terribly large amount separating them just now. But if you consider that separating 8th place and 20th place are 10 points in this league, you'll understand that they're a wee bit above. So Vicenza away against Reggiana, I'm taking them at 3-2.
I don't think it's a bad pick, but we've spoke about this league before. I am growing to despise it. And
why? I've not that many.
No, it's not you, the games in general.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if Reggiana got a goal, then...
They haven't done that in the last six games. If they get a goal, they haven't figured that out in...
I'm trying to think of a suitable analogy here. I guess like this game for me is you play your cards right, and you've drawn a six, and you're going higher than a six. That's
If you fancy the double,
chance, do you know what I mean? It's
if
like,
you fancy
fine.
The double chance of draw or Vicenza, you can get that at 4-11 in this spot. But
no, I think the 6-4 is you know, it's your pick. It's
exactly. Yeah. So I'll be taking that pick. So yeah, 3-2.
I look forward to the next week's review, whatever it may be.
I'll be sitting with a big handful of tenors, handing them to the charity.
That is the picks. We've done a pitch before, but we'll do it again. Patreon, £5 a month to join the Trample Bet Club. There will be a UFC episode out this week. For UFC 257, Poirier versus McGregor. Jojo Calderwood also fighting on that card. And you get Andy's cheat sheet, although Andy, you had to be chased for it. You had to be chased for it last week.
Hey, I always produced the cheat sheet nice and early, and you're the one that holds on to it before releasing it. For whatever reason, I don't know.
I still blamed you as well in the post. I was like, that's great. Sorry for Andy's tardiness.
You know, and that's the beautiful thing about being the guy that holds the account key. You know, you can say and do whatever you like. But yeah, it's definitely a good thing to have. The cheat sheet it works really well on the Patreon mobile app. You just pull it up, all the picks are written down.
How is the fantasy league going, Andy? Am I still like just absolutely awful? I lied and said I would look into it. This is embarrassing. Do you know what? I'm going to need to now. I'm actually going to go on tonight and I'm going to look at it and try and fix. It was, who was it? Did one of you say you get Foden last year? I was listening back.
Yeah, Gordon.
So we see when the transfer window opens, am I able to actually draft other players in if they're available?
What are you talking about? You can draft anyone at any time. Yeah. There is no windows.
What? What about the one that we did the draft for?
Yeah, there's no windows. If a player hasn't been picked by another team, they are a free agent.
Awesome.
And you can pick them up. All the good players are obviously taken and no one's getting rid of them. But yeah, you can pick up from free agency whenever you like.
Not Phil Foden. He wasn't.
Not Phil Foden, he's now a Gator.
He is. And he's a proud one at that.
I'm getting horsed again this week. I'm playing Andy Sweeney. He is brutalizing me. He's going to get a load of points off his bench. So when you look at the scores just now, it looks like a tight game. When you factor in the fact he's got a load of points in his bench, no good. It's all change.
Me and Neil Moore are in a tight matchup at the moment. Some games tonight. I'm in 25 points. He's in 30 at the moment. I need some big performances. And who do I need to get injured for him? Mitrovic, Van der Beek.
He doesn't play anyway.
Yeah, but being injured would really keep him off. Yeah, so it's been really good to the fantasy football, even at the bottom of the league. So,
and you can get involved in that sort of stuff by being a member of our Facebook page, which is free to join. Just search Facebook for Trampled Bet Podcast and sign up there. There's always good stuff on there. Members, listeners share all sorts of picks. Peter Glover with his Harvey Barnes to score.
Oh, That was brilliant. An excellent pick. I liked
picking it out and putting it up there for everyone before the game started. It was 23 to 10 and he saw there was lots of value in there. So I know a lot of people won money on that pick. Cheers for that, Peter. Jason Stott, wee bit of analysis last night, over 0.5 first half goal market is his market of choice. And apparently it happened 23 out of 24 times in the English games last night on Tuesday, which is a big hit rate. Obviously, if I was picking a fivefold, I would have included the one that ended 0-0.
Somehow twice.
Yeah. good bit of analysis from Jason. Maybe something worth looking into. And mentioning Jason, if you're listening to this on Thursday, the day of its release, happy birthday.
Yeah.
There we go. Happy birthday.
I would like to add one thing. This is like a wee bonus pick. Parma versus Sampdoria. So this is very similar to my value pick in that I see this as a form mismatch and I almost picked this game. I feel it worth mentioning. For anyone that didn't just shut the podcast down when we started talking about Patreon, here's a wee bonus for you for listening through that. Sampdoria have 6 points from their last five matches, scoring 7, conceding 8 times. So that's okay. That's pretty mediocre. Parma, they've only scored twice in their last 5 games but conceded a massive 11 times. Sampdoria are 10th on 23 points. Parma, 19th, so that's second bottom, on only 13 points. And a Sampdoria win here is 7-5. Again, getting it better than even money, I think there's value in this game for an away win. So that's Sampdoria to beat Parma as a special extra bonus pick.
Fantastic.
There you go. That was the podcast. Have a good weekend.
Happy hunting.
Bye.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.